This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL Urbana. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. If there is a theme to our program this afternoon, it's gardening. Earlier today, three guests joined us to talk about trees, shrubs, and flowers. Gardening is a passion for many people. In this portion of the Afternoon Magazine, a glimpse into a garden of 100 years ago, Celia Thaxter's garden. Thaxter's book, An Island Garden, was published in 1894. It chronicled a year in the life of her garden on Appledore Island, one of the Isles of Shoals off the coast of New England. The book was recently rediscovered. It's available once again with an introduction by Tasha Tudor. The gardening editor of Houghton Mifflin is Frances Tenenbaum, and she joins us this afternoon to tell us about An Island Garden and its publishing history. Frances, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I've done about 100 garden books, I expect, and this is in many ways the most perfect one.
It is beautiful. Would you describe it for us?
Yes, I will. It's the original look. In fact, we took the beautiful gold-stamped cover and the beautiful chromolithographs by Child Hassam, and we've reproduced our original book. But the fascinating thing about it to me is that it reads so beautifully, and it addresses today's gardener as much as it did the one in 1894. It's a perfect package for anyone who loves books or literature or history or gardening. And as I say, in many ways, it's the perfect book for me.
Why do you suppose it went out of print?
Well, it's interesting. In those days, 1,000 copies probably wasn't bad. I have no idea why it went out of print. They did reprint it, another 1,000 copies, and she died very, very shortly thereafter. And it remained out of print and in our basement, I guess, at the publishing place for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had an editor who loved old books and was quite knowledgeable about them, and he found this and brought it up, and we all fell in love with it.
And I suppose since then there have been a lot of people scouring through the basement of Houghton Mifflin.
Well, including me, actually, thinking there must be some wonderful things there. We did find a few things, but nothing that equaled this one.
Yeah. Celia Thaxter's garden was relatively small, 50 feet long by 15 feet wide. What made it so special?
Well, it was on a rocky island off the coast of New England. Celia was brought up she was a lighthouse keeper's daughter, and she lived on a tinier island than that, off in very windy conditions. Her family then owned a hotel on the island, and it attracted all the literati and the art people, and she had quite a salon there. But she loved gardening, and she planted this little garden. She used to bring the little seedlings over by rowboat from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and plant them in her garden. She even imported toads to eat up the slugs, I think it was. And she was a passionate gardener, and the guests would ask her about her garden, and she wrote this book to explain it to them.
So the garden, in a sense, was the star of the party.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the house, as you can see in the Child Hassam paintings, was full of flowers that she had grown and picked and arranged.
Mm.
The garden has been restored, I guess, about the time we first brought this new edition of the old book out. And people can go over to see it in the summertime, and they do.
And how do you get there? And is it make special arrangements?
I'm not sure about that. There's one of the Isles of Shoals, Star Island, is a headquarters for, I think, some church group. I'm not sure about this. But Star Island is visited by tourists. And from there, you can go over in a boat to Celia's garden.
Hmm.
The hotel's gone, everything's gone, but there is still the garden.
Huh. This book contains Thaxter's observations about the garden, the plants, the birds, the toads, as he mentioned, the sights, sounds, scents, and textures of the garden. What do you think this island garden meant to Celia Thaxter?
Well, in many ways, she was a sad person. It's hard to think that because she was quite very popular. Her poems were reprinted, or printed rather, in magazines, and she was part of a group. She and her husband didn't spend time on the island together because once when he went over, he almost drowned in the boat and would never go there again. I don't know. I think the garden, in a way, meant everything to her.
Yeah. There is an excerpt I'd like to share with our listeners. Actually, a couple of short excerpts.
Good.
This is from near the end of the book, and this, I think, sums up what the garden meant to her. In the sweet silence before sunrise, standing in the garden, I watched the large, round shield of the full moon slowly fading in the west from copper to brass and then to white as silver, throwing across a sea of glass its long, still reflection, while the deep, pure sky takes on a rosy warmth of color from the approaching sun. Soon an insufferable glory burns on the edge of the eastern horizon, uprolls the great round red orb, and sets the dew twinkling and sparkling in a thousand rainbows, sending its first rejoicing rays over the wide face of the world. When in those fresh mornings I go into my garden before anyone is awake, I go for the time being into perfect happiness. In this hour, divinely fresh and still, the fair face of every flower salutes me with a silent joy that fills me with infinite content.
I think that's lovely, and I think that explains why this book is as good today, or better maybe, than it was in her day.
Hmm. And also in here, though, there are, you know, her day-to-day battles in the garden with slugs and spiders and whatnot.
Yeah, she was quite, she'd get up at 2 in the morning to be up before they were and to beat them to a death, I think, especially the slugs. Any gardener can appreciate that.
Mm. Do you garden?
Yes, I do, but in a limited way on my own island, which is Martha's Vineyard, a much bigger, different island.
Yeah.
I have a summer place where I garden.
How lovely.
In the winter, I can't. In Cambridge, my dog owns the balcony, so I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, what is your garden like on Martha's Vineyard? And has Celia's book inspired you?
Well, I think I did more gardening before I discovered Celia's book. I had been a gardener in a New York suburb, but I had never done it on a sandy dune, which is basically what my garden was built on. And I had written a book about gardening and with wildflowers. I was very, very pure and insufferable about what you should do and not do. And I think when that book went out of print, I decided I can grow anything I want to try. So it's kind of a patchwork, but it's pretty.
Yeah. One of the things that I found fascinating about this book is there's actually a plan of the garden.
Yes.
With a list of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are so old-fashioned, and you know, it would be lovely to see them again.
I think they are lovely, and even though you can get many of those flowers today, when she grew them, they were all tall. Now everybody makes the flowers so short that they're big heads on short, stumpy limbs, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think there's a real trend to doing these old-fashioned flowers.
Yeah. And the roses, I imagine, that she had were very, had a wonderful scent to
them. Oh, yes, because they were those beautiful species roses, the kind that do have a wonderful scent.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, we spoke with Bill Kalina, and I know that Houghton Mifflin has published at least a couple of his books, and
yes. And
they are so beautiful. Are gardening titles an important part of the publisher's catalog?
Well, that's an interesting question. I do the gardening books, and I've done a lot of them. I think what's happened is that there is a great, almost a glut of gardening books in the bookstores. And it's very hard to distinguish the good from the bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think every publisher is backing off at this point. And, you know, I'd publish anything by Bill Kalina that I could get a hold of. And in fact, I do have yet another book by him coming up. But the ordinary routine garden books, there are just too many of them.
Mm.
You have to be very special, I think.
Well, an island garden is certainly that, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm glad that editor discovered it, rediscovered it. And
I'm delighted, too.
It's just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Frances Tenenbaum has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. I wish her a great summer of gardening. And let's wrap up with some music appropriate to our gardening motif this afternoon. We've borrowed a disc from the WILL-FM music library. Here's Gardens in the Rain.